I would like to speak to you about a very interesting pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which has a very deep and esoteric meaning. I would like to discuss this all in the broader, under the broader heading of meditating how we are loved by Krishna. Usually, we hear that the process of bhakti is a process where we offer our love to Krishna. But as devotees of Lord Krishna, we naturally want to know how Krishna loves us. In other words, the other way. Now, you must know that there are many different types of love. And I would like to single out two types of love, which are singled out by the psychologist Erich Fromm in his book The Art of Loving. There's a book like this, which I read. I remember very much when I read it. I was driving from Zagreb to Split, and I read this book, The Art of Loving, because it was one of the books which I wanted to read when I was in my material life, but I couldn't finish it, or I could not start it. There, two types of loves are distinguished: the motherly love and the fatherly love. Mother loves her child usually at a state when the child is quite helpless, and it is usually an unconditional love. The mother does not expect anything of her child. The child just has to receive, just has to exist in order to receive the love of his or her mother. The child can say with happiness, I am loved because I am. I'm just there. And the mother doesn't really think, will my child become this or that, or is my child very talented? The mother just loves the child unconditionally. This goes on until the motherly love is most important when the child is a little helpless and really needs this type of love. Later, when the child grows up in our Vedic calculation, so from 6 years onwards, the father takes a little bit more a role in the life of the child. In the beginning, the child is mostly mother-oriented, but from 6 years onwards, the father offers the guidance to the child, and he teaches the child by teaching him certain principles. This is right, this is wrong. The father also usually has very clear the father is very clear. He expects certain things of the child. For instance, he wants to go with the child somewhere, and the child should at that time know, not be able to not pass into his diapers. He should be able to apply the root lock. that is expected from the father. Apply the root lock. Mula Bandha. Father's love is difficult to get. We need to acquire it. We need to qualify ourselves for it. We need to deserve Father's love. So these are two types of love which we hear are there in this world. And it seems when Krishna loves us, his devotees, he also has this, he has more the type of fatherly love for us. For instance, Krishna expects that we surrender to Him before He loves us. He says, Savadamang Parichaja. Or He says, Ye Yatamang Prapadyante Tangstataiva Vajamyaham. He responds to our love according to our surrender. If our surrender is half, Krishna's love is half. If our surrender is full, Krishna's love is full. It's a little bit the fatherly love. Whereas Srimati Radharani has more the motherly love, the unconditioned love, the non-expectant love for the devotees. You can see this also in our Shishi Radha Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan plays his flute, and in the past he used to look a little bit just above his devotees. Then now, just recently, Madan Mohan has looked a little bit down because the devotees implored him, please look at us. Whereas Srimati Radharani always was very accessible to the devotees. Her hand is, I think, Manjulali, you have to help me. Is it Radharani's right hand or a left hand which is in the blessing? Right hand. Radharani's right hand is their kripa, mercy, unconditional mercy. Have you seen our Radha Madan Mohan? Please look very carefully. You will see. The Radha's love is more the motherly love, unconditioned. Both types of love are important. Yes, we have to also, you know, as we grow up, it is said, we should not only remain helpless. Helpless can also be sometimes a little negative. It can be egocentric. Oh, I have my needs. These needs must be fulfilled. When you start loving, you should not only always demand, you should also start to reciprocate. Avidan. And finally, a person who gets more mature, he will think the interest of the person he loves is more important than his own interest. That's the highest state. So I just wanted to say, it's not so that we can say, oh, Krishna's love is so demanding and heavy and Radharani's love is better. Radharani's love is for the helpless, you know, it's mercy. There are different colors, so to say. Whatever Krishna does is for our interest. Just like the father also, when he expects something from the child, it is for the interest of the child. It's not against the interest of the child. But I sometimes feel, as we are thinking about Krishna consciousness, that motherly love may be a little bit more relevant for us. Why? Because we are helpless. Very simple. We may be able to do many material things, you know, we may be able to brush our teeth now, we may be able to decorate ourselves with tilak, we may be able to do certain things, even work, to give music instructions like Dako and Madhuri. But when it comes to spiritual matters, I think you will all agree with me, we are quite helpless. Because the material energy is just so strong and it can capture us and so on. So naturally, as devotees, we are very interested in the motherly love. Do you agree with me? This is our desire. And Sadanandi has picked up a very nice quotation today. The very word Krishna means all attractive. But Radharani is so great that she attracts even Krishna. If Krishna is always attractive to everyone and Radharani is attractive to Krishna, how can we imagine the position of Srimati Radharani? We should try humbly to understand and offer her our obeisances, saying, Radharani, You are so dear to Krishna. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. And you are Krishna's beloved. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you. And now listen very much. Radharani is very dear to Krishna. And if we approach Krishna through the mercy of Radharani, we can easily attain him. And Prabhupada now explains to us what it means to go to Krishna through the mercy of Radharani. If Radharani recommends a devotee, Krishna immediately accepts the devotee, however foolish he may be. This means even a helpless devotee, even a foolish devotee, can go to the motherly aspect, and mother will accept the helpless child. Consequently, in Vrindavan, we find that devotees chant Radharani's name more often than Krishna's. Isn't it, Saradani? We find this. Wherever we go in India, we will find devotees calling Jai Radhe.
Jai Radhe.
Now listen to this. We should be more interested in worshipping Radharani, for however fallen we may be, if somehow or other we can please her, we can very easily understand Krishna. If we try to understand Krishna by the speculative process, we will have to spend many lifetimes of speculation. But if we take to devotional service and just try to please Radharani, then Krishna can be very easily realized. Radharani is such a great devotee that she can deliver Krishna. Don't we all have this experience in this world? Sometimes the child may do something very foolishly, and the father has given up all hope. Then the child runs to the mother. Oh, and the mother says, "No problem, no problem." And then she goes to the father and says, "He's a good boy, or she's a good girl, just a little young by nature. Young means foolish, no problem." And then there is hope. Huh? The mother goes to the father, to the otas. So Radharani's recommendation is very important. Prabhupada says, however foolish the devotee may be, if he is recommended by Srimati Radharani, Krishna accepts. Now, even more merciful than the love of Radharani is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love. Because you must understand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna who has taken on the thinking of Srimati Radharani. Krishna thinks now is exactly like Srimati Radharani, like his devotee who calls for Krishna. And this is the most merciful form. And Lord Chaitanya therefore has a very motherly type of love, unconditional. And there is a beautiful episode in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expresses his mood. He says he has brought from the spiritual world a tree, the tree of Krishna consciousness, with many sweet fruits, the fruits of love. And he wants to distribute these fruits free of charge to anyone. He even says, I'm only one person. I hope there will be more gardeners who distribute this fruit. And there, no charge is there. No charge, no cost. Mage vena, mage keha, patra va patra. Iha vichara jane, deya matra, deya matra. Not considering who asked for it and who did not, nor who was fit and who was unfit to receive it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed the fruit of devotional service. And I thought, I heard one godbrother of mine in Radhadish speak about this pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I would tell you a pastime of Lord Chaitanya where his motherly love becomes very, very obvious. It is said that by hearing this pastime, the hearers, and I hope also the speaker, will attain devotional service. It's a therapeutic pastime. In other words, you hear it and something happens. Would you like to do this, Bhaktiratna? Good. Then on your authorization, we will start. Lord Gauranga one day decided to manifest the energies of God, the female energies. And he requested his devotees, Budhimanta and Sadashiva, to come and see him. Budhimanta was very, very rich. He had financed the marriage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he had financed that marriage, it was so wild. All the brahmanas were invited and they all got new clothes and chandan. And because Budhimanta was so rich, the brahmanas all came two times and some came three times because they were a little greedy. So this was all, it came out of the treasury of Budhimanta Khan. And Sadashiva is another great devotee. Both are grihastas and have sufficient means, and they organized this a huge theater play with costumes. They decorated the stage very nicely. And on the theater play, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested the greatest of miracles. Would you like to hear about this? Mm-hmm. Anuradha is ready for the second time. Very nice. First of all, the Lord said, I will dance as the Lord's potencies. This is the most beautiful of ladies. Lakshmi, Parvati, Mahamaya, Mohini. But only those who are self-controlled can see my dance. You know when Lord Shiva had seen Mohini Murti, he had become totally bewildered and he ran after Mohini Murti, who's the potency of the Lord. And we understand that he was Mohini Murti ran through all the hermitages where the saints lived, and Shiva was running after her, and sometimes he lost his semen, and wherever his semen fell, gold mines appeared. So Lord Mohini Murti had planned the route where she would run away, so that the self-controlled saints would see how it is possible to become a victim of sexual attraction, even for Lord Shiva. Mohini Murti wanted to teach everyone a lesson. Don't be so proud and think you are totally immune to the influence of this. Amazing, isn't it? So the Lord this time said, only those who are fully self-controlled can see this. Advaita Acharya, who was at that time 17 years old, took his foot and made some lines on the floor and said, "My Lord, I cannot see this your dance in the form of your potencies. I will have to stay out." The next one who spoke was Srivas Pandit. "My Lord, I'm not qualified." Then Lord Chaitanya thought and he said, "Okay, by my energy you will not become illusioned. I will protect you. What you are now going to hear is so ecstatic, mystically intense, that even Lord Shiva, who came and saw it a little bit, lost all his self-composure. I will tell it to you. Most properly, you will all fall down the stairs when you hear this. It is so absolutely intense what you will hear now. Are you ready, dear Mati?" Dear Mati is ready, so we can start. First, Haridas Thakur came on the stage. He was in ecstasy. He danced around. He had a stick, and the audience was also in ecstasy. They were just waiting like little children. "Our Lord will play theater, you know." And they asked him, "Who are you? Who are you? And why have you come here?" They asked Haridas, you know, like an actor, when you are, you don't recognize him immediately. "Who are you? Who are you?" Haridas said, "I'm a watchman from Vaikuntha. And my duty is to spread Krishna consciousness." The next one was Srivas Thakur, who was dressed up as... Any idea? What is Srivas Thakur's identity? Narad Muni. You know everything. He was dressed up as Narada Muni, and again the devotees were laughing and were totally in ecstasy, shivering, and they said, "Who are you and why have you come here?" "I am Narada," said Srivas Pandit, "and I have come from Vaikuntha. I wanted to visit Krishna, Ali, but when I came to Vaikuntha, Krishna had left Vaikuntha and I was told he had come to Nadia, to Navadvipa. This is what I was told. Then I looked in all the houses. No one was there in the house. Everyone had gone to Nadia, Navadvipa." The devotees were totally in ecstasy. Then came Gadadhar Pandit. Then he looked so beautiful. "Who are you? Who are you?" everyone asked. "I'm Rukmini." Now, while this was going on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was getting ready in his costume. He said, in English you say off stage. Do you know what this means? It's not on the stage, it's in a room besides the stage. And he was getting deeper and deeper into the ecstasy of Rukmini. He started to cry. And the tears of his eyes formed the ink. He started to paint the letters into the sand, and in this way his finger became the pen and the sand became the paper, and he wrote a love letter with the tears of his eyes on the ground. In the love letter he wrote, "Krishna, my dear Krishna, please come and save me. I am your servant only. You are the true husband of everyone. No one should... a woman who thinks the husband which I have is my husband... the woman who thinks that a body made with hair and bones is my husband, is actually an illusion. I am now to be married to Shishupal. But how can that which is meant to be enjoyed by the lion be given to the jackal? Therefore, My dear Lord, please come. In our family, it is the tradition that young ladies, before they marry, go to the temple of Bhavani, that's Durga, to ask for her blessings. So I will go there tomorrow morning. When I come out of the temple, you can easily relieve my heart by kidnapping me according to the Gandhava rites. It's said that anyone who hears this love letter of Rukmini will meet Lord Krishna. You have heard it. Ayataksi, you can be relieved. All worries are over. the Lord, and then the Lord was rising. Lord Nityananda helped him to get up because the Lord was so much in ecstasy. And he took the role of the female companion. He went out, and all the devotees were just shaking in ecstasy. But then when they saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they could not believe what they saw. The Lord looked so absolutely beautiful. They had never seen something like this. Mother Sachi asked, who's this? She could not recognize that was her Nimai. It was not possible to see. The Lord looked like the goddess of fortune, or he looked like Kamala, or she looked like Janaki, who's married to the lion Rama. The Lord looked like Mahalakshmi, or was he Parvati? But then why did he cry so much? He cried so much with love that it seemed that the Ganga had appeared. So maybe he was Ganga. This is what the devotees thought. He was, in other words, all the Shaktis. The Vaishnavas felt as if their mother had come from the spiritual world, and they cried in ecstasy and totally forgot themselves. Then Lord Chaitanya laughed so loud that the Vaishnavas were awoken from their ecstasy, and they saw it was Mahachandi. That's a manifestation of the female energy worshipped by the materialist, who's extremely beautiful, who inspires the worshippers to have tantric relationships with women, then all of a sudden he changed totally, and he said, "Mother, let us go to Vrindavan." And the devotees understood, she's a gopi who wants to go to Braj. Then he, in other words, took all these different forms and became the personifications of devotional service. Finally, this ecstasy was too much that Lord Nityananda just fainted. Bang! And all the Vaishnava exclaimed, "Krishna, save him!" Because he was so much in ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya smiled at that time, and he went in a very shy way to the deity of Gopinath and took the deity of Gopinath on his lap and sat on the throne. Around this time the night ended and the sun was rising. Normally this is a great sign of auspiciousness, but all the Vaishnavas cursed the sun. "May you set again." This means this theater play, which was lasting the whole night, comes to an end, and they cried helplessly like little children cry. This moment Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested the form of the great mother. He took all the Vaishnavas on his lap and he nourished the devotees. He supplied them with the motherly love and strengthened the devotees in devotional service. And then he said, offer prayers to me. And I want to read a few of the prayers to you which the Vaishnava offered, which will show you a little bit about our subject, motherly love, today. 172. You are the mother of all universes. This is addressed to Lord Chaitanya. Nicht? Who can describe your actual form? You are the cause of the three worlds. We can say that personalities like Brahma do not know you. You are the shelter of everyone. Everyone can find shelter in this motherly love. You are the primeval goddess and the changeless supreme's support. O Mother, in the form of earth, you maintain all living entities. Who of you has eaten today? You were maintained by your mother. Grains and vegetables and maybe a little salad. And you have eaten. This is manifested by this motherly Shakti, Adya Shakti. In the form of water, you are the life of all living entities. Who has drunken water today? I think we all. The mother has nourished us. Remembrance of you destroys all bondage. In the houses of the devotees, you are the personification of Lakshmi. There's a little Lakshmi in your house, Madhuri and Thakur. That is the mother Lakshmi is there. Or Bal Gopal Naika, they have a little Lakshmi. Little something, not much, but something that is. Now, do you like to know how the mother appears in the houses of non-devotees? As time. I have no time. I think we often feel like non-devotees, isn't it? She pushes us. And then he says, Tumi Shraddha Vaishnavera Savatra Udhaya. You are the ever manifested faith of the Vaishnavas. That's also a motherly quality, Damodar Priya. No? That you have some Shraddha, certainly, we all have some Shraddha. That's also the blessings of the mother. O Mother, please protect us.
O Mother, please protect us.
By giving us the shade of your lotus feet.
By giving us the shade of your lotus feet.
Yes, Bhaktisiddhanta says, appearing as the faith of those who are inclined towards the devotional service, you increase their devotion. And those who don't have the compassion of Radharani or the mother, motherly service, they are maddened with a desire for material enjoyment. Don't have the mercy of Radha, you are mad with the desire to enjoy. We sometimes feel this little madness in our heart. I think it passes almost like the winter sometimes passes our heart. This desire. Then it's time to go for Kartik to Vrindavan and pray for the mercy of Radharani. You manifest for the deliverance of everyone. For the deliverance of everyone.
O Mother.
Please accept the suffering living entities.
Please accept the suffering living entities.
As your servants.
As your servants.
O Mother.
O Mother,
we all take shelter of your lotus feet.
We all take shelter of your lotus feet.
Please glance mercifully on us.
Please glance mercifully on us.
So that our minds remain fixed.
So so that our minds remain fixed
at your lotus feet.
Mm-hmm.
These are all for devotees, you know, it depends whom of the energies of the Lord you worship. I think we very much are fixed towards Radha Krishna, so we think of Radha Rani, other devotees thought of Lakshmi, other devotees thought of Mother Sita, and so on and so forth. The devotees were so in ecstasy, my dear devotees. Can I just have a... no, actually, it's all right. They were so much in ecstasy that they prayed and they lifted their hands like helpless little children like this and cried in bliss. This is an amazing pastime, isn't it? It's a very amazing pastime where Lord Chaitanya shows the full extent of his mercy. So I was thinking today about this pastime in a very deep way, because not long ago, it was exactly last year, I went with my friend Burijan Prabhu after the Govardhan retreat. Please do all come to the Govardhan retreat, it's so wonderful. But I went after the Govardhan retreat to Vrindavan, to the bank of the river Yamuna. I always like to stay where pure devotees stay, the Mahabhagavats, and Yamunaji is one of the really greatest devotees who can offer us the greatest blessings. They are there. It's said Yamunaji is specifically in this world to bless the devotees. That's all they are, the reason why they are here. And Govardhan is also there. As far as they are concerned, they feel very much the separation of Krishna. Sometimes people say Govardhan sinks into the earth because he was cursed. But how can anyone curse a pure devotee of the Lord? Have you ever thought about this? This is a superficial explanation. The real explanation is he suffers the separations from Lord Krishna. Yamuna, it says, has become dried out because she also suffers. But why are they still there? Why don't they just leave? Because they want to bless the devotees. They are waiting for all of you. Please come and get the mercy. It's often said, when Govardhan sinks totally into the earth, that takes still a few years, but when he is gone, then the Kali Yuga will really start. You have not seen what is Kali Yuga, because Govardhan is still present. Then it really starts. Oh, zieht euch warm an. Dann geht's los, Kinder. So we were talking as friends do. We always sing songs to different songs. We have different prayer books with us, and we stay in the we stayed where there was a little heart. It was so romantic, and then we desired to be close to the Yamuna, but it was so cold that we didn't feel inspired to take a bath. But we went up till here in the water, and we discussed for many hours. And then Burijan Prabhu said something which I will never forget. He said, I believe that the real problem of us conditioned souls is that in our heart of hearts, we think Krishna has given us up. He hat uns aufgegeben, abandoned us. And we think we are not worthwhile. We are too bad. We are too materially entangled, or we are too unqualified for Krishna's mercy. And because we think like this, we are hopeless and desperate. But if we could feel, but this is an illusion. And when I heard this, I could not understand really the fact. But then, when I was thinking about this with the motherly love and fatherly love, huh? How the mother loves unconditionally and how the father always has a condition, I was remembering that once I had lost my parents. I remember I had gone to in Germany we say Kirmes. Do you know what is Kirmes? Kirmes is like you can go on different things, you know, it goes around, a carousel. How do we say this in English, Anurara?
Like a carnival?
Carnival, yeah, thank you very much. That's also a German word, carnival. Do we have this in Croatia also? Mm-hmm. Carnival?
Carnival.
Yes. You understand there are many things for enjoyment. You know, you can shoot. You can, what else can you do? Go in different things, you know, up and down, the Achterbahn.
Luna Park.
So I used to go maybe 500 times after each other into the ghost. And then I don't remember, I was going like this, and so good. I was a little boy. I remember this very much. But then I had played all day in the carnival. I had saved all my money for that carnival. And then when I came out of the carnival, my mother was not there, my father was also, I had forgotten about them. I had just played from morning till evening in the carnival, especially the ghost barn.
Kuća strave.
Das hört sich ja wie Horror. Ja, Horror. I remember. And now they were closing everything down, you know. And I looked for my mother. I had no idea how to get home. And I felt very miserable. Then I felt more miserable. Then I felt extremely miserable. Then I felt super extreme misery. Then it really started. Then I felt horror. Then I felt abandoned. Then I felt like mentally tortured. Yeah. I was going through all the emotions of an abandoned child. I still remember there was one singer whom I loved very much when I was younger, 14 years, Richie Havens. He was a black man, a black artist, who was a strong believer of God. And he had one song, it said, "Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long way from home." And that's so strong, the song. I saw him many years later, 30 years later. He was an old man and he came on the stage and he sang the song and then he could not hold himself. He cried because he felt like a motherless child. He's a very God-conscious person. He cried and then he went on his knees. "Sometimes I feel just like a mother." You know, he really... And then I could really understand when that, yes, this is what misery feels like. And this is what deep in our psychology we feel. We feel abundant by Krishna. So we hear this pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we hear about the motherly love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are cured and we are healed. Especially this type of love. It is there. I hope I could convince you to show you how it is there, this type of love. It is not something which we say, it is there. It is really there. So please go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and get all your desires fulfilled, Anuradha. This is our project. This is the main project in our life. Hare Krishna.
I have come to the end. It's a nice subject matter, isn't it? When you think about this very deep. I have now some more ideas. I will look in them. So I would now, as you know, I still have so much service to do, because I'm going now on a long tour. When the week ends, we will go and to Cologne and first to see Krishna Das and sing and preach to in many different ways. Hast du das Gayatri Buch? Did you bring the Gayatri book with you?
Yes.
Yeah. And then I will go to the summer camp in Croatia. I will also go for one day to Split. I hope they try to get a flight for me, because there's so many Nemechka tourists on the autobahn. And from Split, you know, from Croatia, we will go to the Ratha Yatra ceremony in Munich. We hope that Darko and Maduri will also be able to come. Wisst ihr schon das Datum? Ja. Ja. Ach, ihr seid dann in Split. Oh. Na, da könnt ihr nicht kommen. And from Ratha Yatra in Munich, I will go to the German farm where we have 150 Pandavasena members in full puberty. Do you know the Pandavasena members? Anuradha? So young, very young. And there I will meet Radhanath Maharaj. No, then in between it, I will go to Cologne for the Ratha Yatra. I hope you will all come. We will go to the Kölner Dom. I think it's something very nice for you also, Manjulari, because when you serve the deities, Jagannath, we don't have Jagannath here, except here on the altar. I think Ayataksi, you brought Jagannath into Karuna Bhavan. But this Ratha Yatra is very important, because it's a separation move for Radha Krishna. Between Radharani and Krishna. And we will, this is very important for our spiritual life. We need to be nourished like this. So we will have in Cologne our Ratha Yatra. Then I will have to go down again to the farm. There I will meet most probably Radhanath Maharaj. He wants to come to the farm. Then we will drive together here to Goloka Dham. That's on the 12th of August. And then the next day we are already on the Ratha Yatra in Berlin. And then we will die. Because it's too much traveling. Then we will die. Okay, so I will end here. Does any one of you have a question? Anjulari?
You said go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can you tell us
how to do that? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip, Mother Sachi was very, very sad. She was sitting at the entrance of the door, and Lord Chaitanya left the house to take sannyas. And then Mahaprabhu stopped. He saw his mother, who knew that, you know, it was very early in the morning. Lord Chaitanya had slipped out of the bed. Vishnupriya was still resting. And he wanted to leave the house without anyone noticing, but Mother Sachi was sitting at the gate. He had to pass his mother. Mother Sachi was just crying. She looked at Gauranga. He was just crying. Gauranga, how could he pass by his mother? How to do this? You know, it was not possible. So he said, Mother, we will always remain connected. Through my name, which you will chant, Gauranga, 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 in this way I will be connected with your tongue, and through my deity, to whom you will offer prasadam. So this is an answer to your question. We can go to the Lord in the form of his holy name, Gauranga, and we can go to the Lord in form of his deities. But if you want to really meet the Lord in the deities, you have to have the Lord first in the heart and then approach the deity. I think as pujaris you know this. When you go to Radha Madanmohan but you have no real love or understanding of the deities, then you don't see them. Then it's just a lot of work. You know, how to do the garland and the little shoes and the flute and the, you know, it's so complicated. But when you see, oh, here my Lord is, then this is a whole different affair. Without this understanding of the heart, in the heart, that here is Radha Madan Mohan, they are now, we have to be dressed for 7:15, because at 7:15 they see the devotees, and then Madan Mohan goes out into the pasturing ground. So he first presents himself before his devotees in Vrindavan, then goes out. If you don't think like this, then you think of all the work which it means. The flowers. So, this right. Oh. You know, then you are Mrs. and Mr. Stress personified. So, you must first have the in the heart. So, if you want to know about, if you want to visit the Lord as Gauranga, you should read in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Like such a pastime, it is so moving. It is so, we feel so enlightened. We feel so, wow, this is amazing. You know, we feel this is the best thing. And we feel highly enthused, you know. So, and you must read Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita and so many. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, every devotee and his mother, every day they had to read Chaitanya Bhagavat. Every day. Without exception. Now the last volume of Chaitanya Bhagavat is out. Now it's complete. I have bought it in Radhadesh. 15 euros. No, this is not the last one. This is I believe the fifth one. All right. Any other important question, or you are your alles ist klar.
No, it's not referring to this lecture, but also
okay. Sadhana, we are we simply live to. No, I don't want to say it. Yes, Sadhana, what is?
When Bhakti Chaitamaraj gave up his body, and I was asking him this question later about, because he said when he was a nurse of the spiritual master and so on, even if one is not completely pure, one can go back to Krishna.
And then
he said that because the spiritual master takes this away. And in one lecture we discussed here in the Rupa Dham, I read your answer to my question, and we discussed this point, and you also said that it's possible the spiritual master speaking for the devotee on Krishna's mercy, energy, and so on, but the question was still for some devotees, but does it really refer to us, or is it for a pure devotee who is just a little bit impurity, maybe a small thing, or is it
there is a very interesting answer to your question. I will ask the question again for all of you who listen to this tape. Hare Krishna. Question is, does a devotee, can a devotee return back to Godhead although he is not yet completely pure? Can this happen because the spiritual master intervenes and recommends this devotee to Krishna? And the answer is, as far as I have understood, that powerful spiritual masters can do this, who are dear to Krishna. I have heard once, this I have never read anywhere, but many have heard it. You will soon understand why I could not read it anywhere. Prabhupada had just finished his lecture in London, and it was a lecture like, you have to be completely pure, you have to Bodhi perfectly, be totally perfect, and free from lust, free from, you know, like one of those lectures. The devotees were, very, very downcast. Prabhupada had ended his lecture, and the devotees were really a little down. When Prabhupada got up from the Vyasasam, went down the steps, and he said, it's enough if you're 90% free from anattas. Then he went one step more down, 80%. Then he lost his chatta and had to go back up the stairs to get the chatta again. Then he said, 75%. Then he went into his room. Now, 75% is not 100% sadhanadi there. 25% are missing still. 75%, is it correct? 75 bis 100 sind 25. Ne? Ja. So, where will this 25% come from? That is due to the mercy of the spiritual master, the prayers, and so on. How will Krishna say no? So, I want to ask this, I heard it first from Bhakti Charu Maharaj. I want to ask him again when I meet him, because I'm very interested also. I didn't want to give you this answer in written, because otherwise I'm quoted, and so on. And since I don't know the quotation, if it's 100% the way I understood it, I have to ask again. But there is a song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the Vaishnavas goes to Krishna on my behalf. That's there. And he will beg Krishna. Don't we do this as human beings? This is so natural. We go, isn't it, that we will say to, often devotees come to me and they say, he's such a nice devotee. Be a little bit mercifully inclined to him. And then if a good devotee says it, immediately you feel, yes, no problem. If you say it, then it must be correct. And, you know, it's a personal relationship, I would say. And there it is very natural. So if a disciple is not perfect, but he is connected with his spiritual master, then the spiritual master, naturally, it is something natural, will ask for the help. Hare Krishna. I would now, I think we can end here.